That is what I'm talking about. Come on, let's take the roof off this place.
Hey, Spin, Niall Horan here.
Guys, welcome to Spin. It's Niall Horan! Niall, obviously, massive congratulations. The new album is coming very soon, Dinner Party. The title track also out now. It's absolutely beautiful. Congratulations. Thanks very much. Early offering from the album, that's so strong. How long have you been working on the album?
Started it probably last February, maybe.
Okay.
Last February or March, maybe. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah, I didn't write as many songs as I usually do. I kind of did it in dribs and drabs. I jumped in for a few days, jumped in for a few more days here and there, but I was always coming up with like little bits, not full songs.
Very good.
You know, and then kind of going in and out of the studio. But yeah, I finished it. Well, it's recently just mixed and stuff like that, but I didn't finish it that long ago, really.
You did say quite openly that the song Dinner Party is about the first time you met your girlfriend. And obviously, we're dying to know, I suppose, the context of that. Was it like
paint a picture for us.
Yeah, like, was it a friend who invited everyone over and you met there, or?
Yeah, no, it was at mine, and
was it your house?
Yeah, she was like a last minute addition through a mutual friend. Yeah.
Oh, fab. So yeah. She was someone else's plus one.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Great day for me.
Did you have an opening line, or was it just because obviously it's your house, you can do the tours and you can
wasn't doing any tours.
Why not?
Do you want a drink? Cucumber or lime or lemon or something.
It sounded like the Peep Show dinner party.
Yeah, that's what it was kind of like. Yeah.
Well, look, happy days, and it's such a beautiful song. That's such a lovely ode to the relationship. Also, you've just announced a tour.
Yes.
On the road again, and we're all so excited for the Three Arena in November. Tickets on sale, by the way, for you listening on the 2nd of April. Thank you for not snubbing us, because I know you're Irish and you wouldn't do it to us, but a lot of your folk lately haven't been giving us an Irish date. It's very upsetting.
Really?
What's going on there?
Beyonce, Bruno Mars, who else was there?
You couldn't be at that.
No.
The one thing I did do was move it a little bit into the tour, because the Irish dates are always seem to be at the start of, and I can't handle one of the first shows being on the tour being in Dublin. Like, a home show is hard enough.
Yeah.
I could do it without it being like one of the first shows that we ever do it in front of people.
Why is that? Is that like because you're like, I get a false sense of confidence because I know they're going to like absolutely scream the house down regardless? Is it like you feel more intimidated by the home crowd?
Well, just the home crowd is tough because you know it's your crowd and you know a lot of people that are coming to the show.
Okay.
Just being in like... being in Dublin's like playing in New York or LA, or like it's kind of like it has an extra
level.
I don't know what it is, but just you get an extra level of nerves.
Really?
And obviously early on in the tour, the last weeks leading up to the tour, you're just in a rehearsal room, you and a band.
And also, if you're like doing a gig the next night, it's probably harder to behave yourself and just go home and go to bed if you're in Dublin as well.
So well, that's where thankfully I can play back to back nights at the Three Arena, so I don't get locked in the first night.
Happy day.
Go to bed, Horan.
I love it. Come here. We are obviously, because of the brand new song, brand new album, Dinner Party, we're going to throw you our own dinner party for you. So our show is called Fully Charged.
Yeah.
As you know, you listen to it every morning. we have started our own restaurant.
Don't need to laugh so much, not.
Called.
Are you on the dodgy box? Yeah.
Why in God's name do you need a dodgy box?
Don't have one.
Yeah, that's what I'd say. TV license straight over to Niall.
So we'd like to welcome to our brand new restaurant. This is the
Fully Charred restaurant.
Fully Charred.
Yes.
I see what you did.
Thank you. We prepped
a smoky effect.
Yes, we prepped a menu for you. What we want you to do is have a look at the menu. We want you to choose a starter, a main, and a dessert, and we'll ask you a question in relation to that. Now, can I recommend the lamb chops for a starter?
Right. Why is that?
I just have a good question for you.
Right, okay. So prawn cocktail it is. I know. I see this restaurant's got 17 Michelin stars.
It does. We're very popular.
This is Marco Pierre White.
We spit on Marco Pierre White.
It says at the bottom, there's no need to check, it's all legit.
Yeah.
So the options from the starters menu are lamb chops, prawn cocktail, or soup of the day.
Lamb chops.
Great choice, Niall. Great choice.
Yeah, yeah. You've got a question, do you?
Your team, Derby County, are nicknamed the Rams.
Yeah. That's me.
Which is basically as a Derby fan.
Yeah.
How delighted are you to see arch rivals Nottingham Forest struggle this season?
Very happy.
Yeah. Is it four managers this season?
I don't know.
Producer Callum's a Nottingham Forest fan.
Are you? Yeah. It's a bit of a shambles there. To be fair, it's not too great where we are either. But I don't want to talk too far down, but if it's Forest, Forest or Leeds, I'm happy to talk Forest however long you want.
How did you become a fan of them?
My father had, like, in the early 70s, we were, believe it or not, now we were one of the best teams in the country.
Yeah.
And then he just got a hold of them and then just dragged us to the games every week.
And now the same. My family are Leeds, and I'm always like, how are you Leeds? Oh, yeah. Well, back in the day, we were brilliant.
Yeah, so similar time. Yes. So my father was going every other week, and then he brought us, and then now I just obsessed, and nice. That's my life now. Till the day I go.
Love it. Disappointment.
No.
Sadness.
I said to my father, like, they haven't been good since 71 when you started supporting them, but I'm happy with it.
What do you fancy here now from the main course section on the menu, from the fully charred menu? We've got pan seared duck, we've got the four cheese lasagna,
yeah,
or we have the mushroom risotto.
What would you like me to have?
I think on this one it's completely up to you.
Oh really? Okay.
What would you order?
What would I order? So I've had lamb chops. I would have kept the lamb chops for the main, actually, but you don't have a second lamb question, do you?
Let me see here. Hold on.
Can't go a duck, a bit greasy.
You don't have to eat it. Just pick one.
No, but I am starving. Do you know what? I'll have the lasagna.
That'd be lovely.
Good choice. Yeah.
Off you go, Dave.
Rather than four cheeses, you're celebrating your fourth album. Is it still exciting putting new work together, or as the years have go on, has it been harder and harder to write?
No, I've actually enjoyed it more and more. Just like being able to understand you, understand yourself, understand your influences a bit more, how you're going to make the record, and not overthink. I do less overthinking now than I did. Like, I used to like chase it,
right.
Chase the big hit. Every time I went into the room, it was like, today's going to be a hit. I was wrong. But you get like...
I don't think you were wrong. Everything you've released has been pretty successful.
I just don't chase it as much.
Yeah, that's good.
And we'll see now what happens with the next stuff. But it's very exciting. I just love it. The older I get, like, the more appreciative I become, and like, I just get more excited to get into the studio and get on the road.
Are you 30 yet?
33 this year.
Are you?
Nah.
Me too.
Oh, yeah. Last question for dessert. Choose a dessert there. You have chocolate mousse, you have trio of ice creams, or you've spotted dick.
What?
It's a real thing, apparently.
It's very English, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Our producer is English and wrote these questions.
Would you look at that? And it's red for Nottingham Forest.
Yeah.
Can I have the chocolate mousse, please?
Great shit.
Okay, a good chocolate mousse is smooth.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
Just like me.
Yes. Just like yourself.
Straight into the camera for our audio listeners there.
What is the smoothest chat-up line you've ever heard?
Oh, wow.
Come on, in your world, there's got to be some smooth folk
about. I don't know. Are chat-up lines a thing of the last 30 years? I don't know. I've never really heard of them. Yeah. Go on, I'll have the spotted dick then.
A currant cake often served with custard, but dick is a nickname for Richard.
Yeah.
Tell us three Jesus famous Christ. Richards. Colin, these are terrible,
yeah,
man.
Terrible.
These are terrible.
Right, we're going for... do you know what? I'll have the trio of ice creams. now that we're here.
Okay, this is a good one.
Do you know what? We're out of that.
Rank your previous three albums in order of preference. Or was, yeah. Flicker, Heartbreak Weather, obviously, and The Show. That's a horrible...
I was pissed off with Heartbreak Weather because I never got to tour it. And okay. The day I released it, we went into lockdown. But I since... I love that.
Heartbreak Weather is my favourite of your songs ever.
Is it? I like that song too. Oh Christ, I don't know if I can do it. I love Flicker. I still love it. I'd go Flicker 1, this second, and the Show 3rd.
That's okay. Before we wrap up, I do have one more question for you. Well done, you've eaten really well at the restaurant.
Thanks very much.
I know you're a big fan of Whoop, as am I.
Yeah.
I needed to
took
ask
it off because it didn't match my outfit.
Oh my God, you shouldn't have done that. It's an always on thing. But I really did want to ask you because I was talking to my friend the other day. He sent me his Whoop age, and I really felt depressed because I thought I was doing well. So I would like to ask you, what is your Whoop
age? Oh, I had a howler before Christmas. So, you know, like busy period before Christmas. I got up to 35.7 or something.
So you're
like
older.
That. I got it back down.
Go on.
Every Sunday it resets.
Yes.
And I got it down to my exact age.
Oh, brilliant.
That's amazing.
So I'm slowly getting there.
Okay, amazing.
The aim is 27.
Mine is 0.7 months younger.
Wow. You are impressive.
Thank you. That's all I wanted in life. Niall Horan, thank you so much for joining us on Fully Charged.